Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Parakuf Chaf Gimel, Chapter 123, By the Grace of God. Pasuk Aleph, Shir Hamalos Elacha Nasasi Esenai Hayoshvi Bashamayim. A song of ascents, I lift my eyes to you, to Hashem who dwells in the heavens. Pasuk Beis, Hine Ke'enei Avadim El Yad Adonehem, Ke'enei Shifcha El Yad Gevirta, Kein einenu el Hashem Elokeinu, ad sheyachaneinu. Just as the servant's eyes look to the hand of their master, and the maid's eyes to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes turn to our God, awaiting His grace. We don't live in a society with slavery, but that is the analogy and the imagery that David HaMelech paints for us in this parak. So let's use our imagination to step into his painting. Picture a slave, not a hired hand, not your cleaning help at home, but a real slave. A real slave is someone who doesn't own their own freedom. They can't determine what they have. They can't go where they want. They don't have their own assets. They don't have their own money. A slave gets their food and their clothing and their shelter by the grace of their master. A slave's well-being is dependent on the grace of his master. A generous master will provide well for their servants, and a stingy master has slaves who suffer. The analogy is clear. Our well-being is completely and totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our health, our wealth, our homes, and every aspect and angle of our lives is guided and decided by Hashem. Through this parak we daven, we lift our eyes to Hashem like a servant looking towards his master, like a maidservant looking to the hands of her mistress. We daven to Hashem to be gracious to us, to care for and provide for us with grace. Pasuk Gimel, Chaneinu Hashem, Chaneinu. Be gracious to Hashem. Be gracious. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.